Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street once covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, we are 1 month out from the sentencing of Don J. Bennett, known as the Hoodoo Investment Advisor, pictured off to the side. Wall Street criminals, even those incarcerated pre-trial, do not get mugshots, it seems. Our character stands in until, if ever, the mugshot is available for public posting. I am a voice for investment clients. I am a voice for investment advisors, the good ones. I got an early morning call. It was a high-end goodbye call that took a twist when the caller said, "Yep, there is that thing with my 401k new guy." Ignored my instructions. I totally got this one. "Yep, I just gotta go to work and gotta run." I politely listened, and as they told me a bit more of the story, said again and again, "I totally got this one. Yep." Well, life lesson, when someone says, "I totally got this one, yep," more often than not, they do not. And when they repeat, "I totally got this one, yep," you know they are opening the door in their wall of embarrassment, their wall of shame. They really want to hear something to take the edge off their nerves and fear their life savings are not coming back to them. They already told me they were located in Canada, and they told me that rules in the States have no applicability to Canada. I listened again as they said yet again, "I totally got this one, yep." I spoke quietly, kindly, cautiously, explaining how things really work in the financial world. Financial worlds crossing borders. Three letters, M-O-U. Three letters, Memorandum of Understanding. The caller had no idea what I was talking about. This was a bright person, an accomplished person, a person with degrees in medicine, business, and such. M-O-U, Memorandum of Understanding. Definition. A memorandum of understanding is a formal document describing the broad outlines of an agreement that two or more parties have reached through negotiations. It is not a legally binding document, but signals the intention of all parties to move forward with a contract. Wikipedia defines MOU. Memorandum of Understanding is a type of agreement between two bilateral or more. Many companies and government agencies use MOUs to define a relationship between departments, agencies, or closely held companies. I explained that in the course of my becoming the investment client victim, the Securities and Exchange Commission asked in 2010 to be their whistleblower against Wall Street, I disclosed the global network. I explained to my caller, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, sign MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding, with foreign countries. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, uses MOU, Memorandums of Understanding, with foreign countries.
the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, uses MOU, Memorandums of Understanding, with foreign countries. I explained that the Securities and Exchange Commission is a government regulator, a .gov. I explained that FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is not a government regulator. No, 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 no. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is a private business masquerading as a government regulator. FINRA is a .org. FINRA is not a government regulator. I explained that the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, have enforcement oversight of their business league members. I explained that neither the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA have law enforcement authority. I explained to my caller, respecting they believed they had things under control, they did not. I explained that on FINRA's own website, it states investment clients go to court against their investment advisor. And I explained I learned these lessons I was sharing the hard way. FINRA is a cartel that looks out for its own. Cartel, definition, an association of manufacturers or suppliers with the purpose of maintaining prices at a high level and restricting competition. Example given is the Colombian drug cartels. In all fairness to the Colombian drug cartels, Wikipedia needs to expand that example, that definition, to include Wall Street. Wall Street became official when a business league of brokers signed a two-line agreement under the Buttonwood Tree in Lower New York, or so legend goes. Two lines. We, the subscribers, brokers for the purchase and sale of public stock, do hereby solemnly promise and pledge ourselves to each other that we will not buy or sell from this day for any person whatsoever any kind of public stock at less rate than 0.25% commission on the specie value, and that we will give preference to each other in our negotiations. In testimony whereof, we have set our hands this 17th day of May at New York, 1792. Two provisions, the brokers were to deal only with each other, thereby eliminating auctioneers, and commissions were to be 0.25%, not a 1,000-page proposal as the Securities and Exchange Commission best interest landed last spring. And since May 17th, 1792, 24 stockbrokers outside of 68 Wall Street, preceding the formation of the New York Stock and Exchange Board, made this effort to organize securities trading in New York City, the eventual NYSE, New York Stock and Exchange. New York Stock and Exchange is a private business. A private business. My conversations with the OSE, the Ontario Securities Commission, began in 2014 before I met in person, nose to nose, with OSC Commissioner John Humphreys. I had been communicating with John and John's team for a while. John is deaf. John's team stands by during telephone calls to assure John did not miss finer points.
John had my complete deck of papers before we met nose to nose in Toronto on the RBC matter, the Royal Bank of Canada matter, and on the Don Bennett matter. Bennett was publicly connecting to entities and individuals in Canada via the internet. OSC? OSC is the regulatory body responsible for overseeing Ontario's capital markets. The OSC says it administers and enforces Ontario's securities and commodities futures laws. Its mandate is to provide protection to investors from unfair, improper, or fraudulent practices and to foster fair and efficient capital markets and confidence in capital markets. RBC, the Royal Bank of Canada, cross-border money movement was covered up by the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Cover-up is how Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA things are done. The Securities and Exchange Commission works for securities broker-dealers, not for investment clients. FINRA works for security broker-dealer leagues, not for investment clients. An international network, an international cartel, FINRA International. FINRA's words are, FINRA collaborates with international regulators to support and improve oversight of firms with global operations. Continuing, FINRA International works to facilitate cooperation and information sharing between FINRA and foreign authorities to the benefit of FINRA's regulatory and policy units, to ensure that FINRA has strong relationships with its key counterparts and, where needed, develop new relationships, and to the development of global securities regulation and policy. Are we scared yet? What foreign authorities? FINRA is a private business, a dues-collecting business league of securities broker-dealer firms pretending to be cops, pretending to information share with cops. FINRA, documented, does anything but. FINRA uses sleight of hand, shifting of words to keep crimes by FINRA's dues-paying business league members covered up. What FINRA does to cover crimes up is slick. FINRA puts it that FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, entered into information-sharing memorandums of understanding, MOUs, with key foreign regulators to allow for collaboration and coordination on selected issues. It sounds impressive, doesn't it? Who are these key foreign regulators? FINRA, a private business working for security broker-dealer firms, is collaborating with. FINRA tells us. Here, you go below the foreign counterparts FINRA collaborates with, which means translated into investment client victim English, that FINRA's collaborators are foreign FINRAs, a British FINRA, a German FINRA, a Canadian FINRA, private business dues collecting business leagues in all of these following countries: Australia, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission; Brazil, the Comissão de Valores Mobiliários; Canada, the Alberta Securities Commission; Autorité de Marché Financier, AMF of Quebec; British Columbia Securities Commission; Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada; the Ontario Securities Commission, the OSC. And then we have in other countries, Hong Kong, its Securities and Futures Commission;
Japan's Securities Dealers Association, the JSDA, France, the Autorité de Marché Financier, Mexico, the Commission Nationale Bancaria y de Valores, Netherlands, the Netherlands Authority for the Financial Markets, AFM, Spain, Comisión Nacional del Mercado de Valores, the United Kingdom, the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and the Prudential Regulation Authority, PRA. You get the picture. You're screwed. FINRA set up a foreign network with foreign counterparts claiming to investigate possible instances of cross-border market abuse in a timely manner. Translated into crime speak, that means getting the crime covered up fast before cops are in the loop. And if he didn't catch that the first time, FINRA makes the point again. The foreign counterparts coordinate. They coordinate. They exchange information on firms under common supervision of both regulators, on supervision of firms and markets. If that's not already bad, the local con, listen to this on how the con on investment clients goes international. FINRA International supports the organization's work in shaping regulatory policy and global norms of conduct through participation in the International Organization of Securities Commissions, IOSCO, IOSCO. Not so fast. Do not be impressed so fast. IOSCO, International Organization of Securities Commissions, is a .org, a private business, not a .gov. IOSCO, International Organization of Securities Commissions, is FINRA on international steroids. FINRA International says IOSCO works through committees of subject matter experts who meet regularly to examine emerging trends, including business and trading practices, that pose potential threats to investor safeguards or the integrity of capital markets. Who the hell are these subject matter experts? FINRA International says FINRA works with other regulators to develop appropriate responses to these developments in published reports. Who are these other regulators? FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority does not name other regulators. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority is the one and only ever SRO, self-regulatory organization appointed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority is the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, name change only, documented 1930s to July 30th, 2007, name change. Madoff's crimes were getting noticed 2005. Madoff's crimes were known since the 1960s. But 2005, Madoff's things were getting out of hand by now for both the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. The Securities and Exchange Commission has what the Securities and Exchange Commission calls cooperative agreements with foreign regulators. Just like FINRA's, but of course, birds of a feather flock together. The Securities and Exchange Commission's cross-border MOUs are locatable online. My conversation was with a Canadian, an Ontariorian, I mailed the Canadian the applicable FINRA and SEC MOU memorandums of understandings. After all, the Canadian was so sure they had this under control. Yep. The Securities and Exchange Commission says the Autorité des Marchés Financiers, AMF, the Ontario Securities Commission, OSC, or any other Canadian Securities Regulatory Authority which may become a party to the Memorandum of Understanding in the manner set out in Article 8, individually a Canadian authority or collectively the Canadian authorities. Canadian authority does not mean government, does not mean law enforcement. Regulated entity means brokers or dealers, advisors, investment fund managers or investment companies, clearing agencies or houses, transfer agents, and credit rating agencies does not mean government and does not mean law enforcement. Or the jurisdiction in one of the Canadian authorities, number 12, says, this MOU is a statement of intent to consult, cooperate, and exchange information in connection with the supervision and oversight of cross-border regulated entities that operate within the jurisdictions of the Securities and Exchange Commission and one or more of the Canadian authorities in a manner consistent with and permitted by the laws and requirements that govern the authorities. This MOU provides for consultation, cooperation, and exchange of information related to the supervision and oversight of cross-border regulated entities between the SEC and Canadian authority individually. Continuing to say these authorities anticipate that cooperation will be primarily achieved through ongoing informal consultations supplemented when necessary by more in-depth cooperation through mutual assistance in obtaining information from regulated entities. The provisions of this MOU are intended to support such informal communication as well as to facilitate the written exchange of non-public information where necessary in accordance with applicable laws. And if that is not enough, then number 13 should send chills up your spines. This MOU does not create any legally binding obligations, confer any rights, or supersede domestic laws. This MOU does not confer upon any person the right or ability directly or indirectly to obtain, suppress, or exclude any information or to challenge the execution of a request for assistance under this MOU. I have one thing to say. I'm sitting here just chilled, shivering. I just want to say just one thing. MOUSE. Be good, be back, share. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person, a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together. The matter is not in politics' forefront where it should be. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of. Off of your time invested and your dime earned. So share. Share our podcast. Until next time.
Okay, it's a good time.